Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is working in us. Thank you for your mighty hand fighting our battles. Thank you for how you have strengthened us to do every good work. Thank you for changing the atmosphere of our lives to the atmosphere of your presence and glory and miracles. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you have said concerning us. For you have spoken good things concerning us. You have promised great things for us. And we thank you for seeing you performing these things you have promised. Thank you, Father. Be praised in Jesus' name. We thank you for answers to prayers. We thank you, Lord, for using our negative situations to reveal the greatness of your name. Thank you for turning our darkness into light. Thank you for turning our problems into testimonies. Thank you for making your will known to us. Thank you for making your ways known to us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for where you have taken us. We were once limited. We were once enslaved. We were once in bondage. But you delivered us. You gave us deliverance. You gave us breakthroughs. You helped us and you brought us to where we are now. You brought us into victories. You brought us into success. You have brought us into greatness and glory. Thank you, Father. We thank you for correcting things in our lives that does not align with your will and purposes. We thank you for teaching us how to fight in the realm of the spirit and how to win over the forces of darkness. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your covenant of love and mercy that is working in our favor. We thank you for committing yourself to always help us every time we are stranded, every time we need your help and touch. Thank you for your covenant commitment to always help us, to always save us, to always deliver us. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for how you always move among us every time we come together on this platform for prayer sessions. We thank you for how you always manifest your power, how you always perform miracles in our lives. Therefore, Lord, we ask that even tonight, as we would tarry in your presence to pray, O God of Israel, hear us from heaven. Touch us once again. Revive us once again. Help us once again. Transform our lives once again. Heal us once again. Deliver us once again. And and let your name be glorified in our lives. Let our mouths be filled with joy and testimonies. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that the God of Israel, the Almighty God, will do you good as we pray tonight. Amen. I'm going to take some worship songs, and thereafter we shall go into prayers. Yeah. Let's sing the song. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. I will praise Him forevermore. I will praise Jesus. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. I will praise Him forevermore. We will praise Jesus. We will praise Him. We will praise Him. We will praise Him forevermore. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. King of the universe. Jehovah, we praise you. Yes, we praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we love you, Lord. We will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise Jesus from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. For this God is our God forever and ever. He shall be our God. He shall be our God from now even till the end. For this God is our God. For this God, the King of Glory, is our God forever and ever. He shall be our God. He shall be our God from now even till the end. Hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you know why I believe in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from the dead. I've never seen a God who rose from the dead like Jesus Christ. That is why he is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, he's the Lord, he's Lord, King of Israel, he's Lord. Amen, he has risen from the dead, he's Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ, He is the Lord, He is the Lord, He is Lord over principalities, He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead, He is Lord, mighty warrior. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, is Lord, is Lord over every situation, is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead, He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to worship Him. From the depth of your heart, worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Praise Jesus. Praise His name. Glorify Him. Ancient of Days, we worship You. Mighty Healer. Mighty Savior. Mighty Deliverer. Rock of Israel, Rock of Ages, I am that I am, Miracle Worker, we worship You. Lion of the tribe of Judah, we worship You. Waymaker, we worship You. Most High God, we worship You. O God of heaven and the earth, O God of kings, God of the angels, mighty warrior, we praise You, who is like unto Thee. There is none. You are the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. You are the resurrection and life. You are the miracle working God. You are so full of grace, so full of love, so full of mercy, so full of truth, so full of righteousness, so full of power, so full of riches and wealth. You are so full of dominion and strength. Lord, we worship You. We praise You, for You are great. Your kingdom is great. Your name is great. Your power is great. Your throne is great. You are highly lifted, highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above kingdoms, far above thrones, far above territories, far above principalities and powers. You are highly lifted, highly exalted, far above the heavens and those who dwell there, far above the earth and those who live in the earth, far above the underworld and those who live there, who stay there. We worship You, Father. It is You who speaks and it comes to pass. You are the one who opens doors and they remain open forever. You shut doors and no one can open them. Blessed be Your holy name. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You for being so good to us. Thank You for being so caring. Thank You for being so kind. Thank You, Lord. 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 We thank You for provisions. We thank You for protection. We thank You for preservation. We thank You for showing us Your signs and wonders. Thank You, Father. Be praised forever. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have praised and worshiped and given Him thanks. Amen. Yeah. I welcome you once again to the Lord's presence. I want us to take this prayer point of thanksgiving. You're going to thank him again. You're going to begin to say, Father, thank you for choosing me. The Bible says we do not choose him. He chose us. Say, Father, thank you for choosing me. Thank you for calling me out of darkness into your light. Thank you for making me your own. Thank you for making me your son. Thank you for adopting me as your son. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. We were not sons before. We were just Adamic creatures. We were just humans. But he came and he made us sons. He adopted us as his own son. He called us out of darkness. He delivered us from slavery to sin, from slavery to devils, from slavery to darkness. Talk to him. Say, Father, thank you for choosing me. Thank you for saving. Thank you for setting free. The Bible says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Say, Father, thank you for setting me free. Thank you for showing me the truth. Thank you for setting me free by the power of your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for choosing me. Thank you for making me your own. Thank you for enlisting me among those who are redeemed. Thank you for counting me among those who are saved, among those who are delivered, among those who you have called out of darkness into light. Thank you for counting me among such generation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. And you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect my life from every flow of darkness that is bringing evil into my life. You're going to say, I disconnect my life from every network of darkness channeling evil into my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I disconnect my spirit. I disconnect my soul. I disconnect my body from every flow of darkness, bringing evil into my life, bringing sorrow into my life, bringing addictions into my life, bringing slavery into my life, bringing pollution into my life, bringing wrong things into my life. I disconnect from that flow in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. So I disconnect my spirit, I disconnect my soul, I disconnect my body from every flow of darkness channeling evil
into my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive divine weapons of war to fight and win battles of darkness confronting my life and destiny. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive weapons of war. I receive weapons of war to fight and win battles of darkness confronting my life and destiny. Now, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive weapons of war. I receive divine weapons of war from heaven to fight and to win battles confronting my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, I receive them now. I receive them now. I receive them now. Weapons of war. I receive them now. Angelic weapons of war. Great weapons of mass destructions. I receive them now. In the name of Jesus. Weapons to defeat territorial devils. Weapons to smash in pieces territorial witchcraft, environmental witchcraft, environmental darkness. Weapons to crush in pieces powers and forces of hell. I receive them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Weapons that defeat principalities and powers in the heavenly realms. I receive those weapons now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Weapons that defeat ancestral demons, ancestral curses, ancestral covenants of darkness. I receive such weapons now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to raise up your right hand to heaven. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, it is my season of promotion. It is my season of elevation. It is my season of greatness. I walk, or you can say, I enter into promotion now. I enter into greatness now. I enter into the realm of exaltation now in Jesus' name. Begin to pray like that. Say, it is my season of promotion. Begin to say, it is my season of elevation. Begin to say, it is my season of exaltation. It is my season of greatness. Therefore, I enter into that season now. In the name of Jesus, I enter into that place where I am promoted, where I am honored. I enter into that realm now in the name of Jesus. I enter into the timeline where I am honored, where I am promoted, where I became great. I enter into the timeline now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, it is my season of promotion. It is my season of greatness. It is my season of elevation. Therefore, I walk into that season. I walk into the manifestation of the promotion. I walk into the manifestation of greatness. I walk into the manifestation of elevation. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the heavens be shaken. Let the heavens be shaken by the power of God till all the promises of God for my life is fulfilled. Let the heavens shake. Yeah, the Bible says that I will shake the heavens. So you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the heavens be shaken. Let the heavens shake until the manifestation of God's promises for my life is accomplished. Until the promises of God for my life come to pass, let the heavens begin to shake by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Let the heavens begin to shake. Let all the forces of heaven begin to shake. Let all the powers of heaven begin to shake. Let thrones, kingdoms in the heavens begin to shake. Let principalities, powers begin to shake. Thank you, Lord. Until the promises of the Lord for my life is done, let the hand of God trouble the heavens. Thank you, Father. Begin to pray like that. Say, until the promises of the Lord for my life, calling, and destiny is fulfilled, let the hand of God begin to trouble the heavens. Remember I said, raise up your right hand. Begin to say, let the hand of God trouble the heavens. Let the power of God shake the heavens. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let the hand of God trouble the heavens. Let the power of God shake the heavens. Let the hand of God trouble the heavens. Let the power of God shake the heavens. Let the hand of God trouble the heavens. Let the power of God shake the heavens. Until the promises of the Lord for my life come to pass. In Jesus' name. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Shatena kekaz zushatalagala. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, every change that must first happen to me, for me to experience the greatness and success you have promised me, for me to experience the miracles you have promised me, Lord, let the change happen now. Every change that needs to first happen to me to be able to enter into the greatness into the success, into the honor and glory you have promised. Oh God, let those changes happen now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every change that must happen in my life, every change that must happen in my relationship with people, every change that must happen in my attitude, in my behavior, every change that must first happen before your glory is magnified in my life, before I begin to experience great turnaround, before I begin to see greatness happen to me, changes that need to first happen in my life, Lord, let them happen now, that I may be prepared for the wonders you want to do in my life. Lord, those changes that must happen. Thank you, Lord. Changes that must happen in my environment, in my situations, so that I can walk into the greatness and success and glory you have already prepared for me. Lord, let those changes happen now. Changes that must first happen. Miracles that need to first happen before the greater miracles begin. Lord, let them happen now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to place your right hand on your head and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come out of every realm that is promoting confusion, promoting slavery in my life. Every realm of darkness that is promoting oppression, I come out of those realms now. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. You might not see those realms with your physical eyes. Yeah, but you can be trapped in, let me say, you can be trapped in about 100,000 realms in the spirit. And that's just to cut it short, it could be more than 100,000. Yeah, because realms, we have billions of realms in the spirit world. Yeah, and those realms, they are holding a lot of people captive. People you see with your physical eyes in this dimension, in this physical dimension. Yeah, so a man could be trapped in 1 million realms in the spirit world, and he's still walking about physically here on earth, and he thinks nothing is wrong. Yeah, but a lot is wrong. So you could be trapped in so many realms, and except you are delivered from those realms, things will not change in this physical dimension that you have. Yeah, things will just keep going the same way it has been going. It will be like you are just moving around a circle. Nothing is changing. And the same limitations you have been experiencing for years will still be the same limitations limiting you. So it's more or less like your deliverance here in this physical realm will be determined by your deliverance in the spiritual world. Yeah. So you're going to raise up your right hand. I think you should raise up your right hand. I think I said you should put your right hand on your head before. But now you can raise it up. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come out from every realm of darkness, promoting confusion in my life, promoting slavery in my life, promoting evil in my life, promoting oppressions in my life. In the name of Jesus, I come out of the realms now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I come out now by fire of the Holy Ghost. I come out. I come out. I come out. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I come out. Begin to pray like that. I come out. Every realm of darkness that has trapped me in the spiritual world, I come out of them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I come out of them all. In Jesus' name, I come out of them all. Realms of darkness that have trapped my soul. Realms of darkness that have trapped my spirit. Realms of darkness that have trapped my body. Realms of darkness that have trapped my finances, trapped my calling, trapped my destiny, trapped my marriage. In the name of Jesus, I break out of them all. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the strength of your glory destroy the strength of darkness in my life. Yeah, the glory of God is also the presence of God. You're going to say, Father, let the strength of your presence destroy the strength of darkness in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The strength of the glory of God, the strength of the presence of God, destroy the strength of darkness prevailing in my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. So let the strength of God, let the strength of God's glory, let the strength of God's presence destroy. Thank you, Lord. Strength of darkness prevailing in my life. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the strength of God's presence and the strength of God's glory destroy the strength of darkness prevailing in my life. Now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I said that the glory of God is also the presence of God. Yeah, there is a slight difference here on earth. The glory of God is that presence of God that is powerful. The glory of God is that presence of God that is full of victory. The glory of God is that presence of God that makes impossible things happen. That presence of God that is exactly or almost the same with the one in heaven. That presence of God that commands the same authority that he is in heaven, the same dominion that he is in heaven. Yeah. So there are different kinds of presence of God. There is a presence of God that is hidden from people. Presence of God that cannot be felt. God is there, but he did not glorify himself. Yeah, people can see that he's there. People can't even feel that he's there. And he's not operating. He's just there. He's not doing anything. Yeah. So I believe that Christians should be people who carry the glory of the Lord. Yeah, not just the common presence of God, because we know he is omnipresent, he's everywhere. Not just that common presence of God, but a presence of God that is full of power, a presence of God that is full of dominion, a presence of God that is full of victory. Such kind of presence, that is where you should be. That is where you should live. That is where you should walk in. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your presence in me and around me transform into your glory. You're going to say, let your presence in me, your presence around me, change into your glory. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, thank you, Lord. Your presence in me, your presence around me, your presence within me, your presence around me. Lord, let it change into your glory. Let it change into glory. Let it change into fire. Let it change into power. Let it change into your glory now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Your presence in me, your presence around me, let it change now into your glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you're going to pray according to the scriptures. The more of the truths of God's kingdom you know, the more deliverance, transformation you will experience, even the more victories you will experience. Because in the realm of the spirit, truth is like a sword. Yeah, truths, they are like swords. So when you fight based on the truth of God's kingdom, you will see victories very quickly, because the truth is naturally victorious. The truth always win. The truth always prevail. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let all the truths all the truths in you be revealed unto me, that I may walk in victory, that I may be free. For it is written that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That I may be free completely, that I may walk in victory, that I may overcome in the battles of life. Lord, show me the truths that are in you. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, expose to me the truths in you. The truths in you. Reveal to me the truths in you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, reveal to me the truths in you. Thank you, Father. I want to live by the truth. I want to speak by the truth. I want to walk in the truth. Show me the truths of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, I want to fight with the truth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, in the realm of the spirit, there's no deception. Yeah, and there's no confusion. In the realm of the spirit, you see, all those principalities and powers of darkness, they know your words when they look at you in the realm of the spirit. Yeah, they know your words. So meaning that they know how many truths of God's kingdom you have. They know how much light of God that is in you. So it is in this physical realm you can deceive. You can speak like you have something you don't actually have. Yeah, but you can't deceive them. You can't deceive personalities in the realms of the spirit, because when they are looking at you, they are looking at everything that you have, everything that you stand for. They see everything. They know if you're a liar. They know. I'm not even talking about angels now. I'm talking about your enemies. I mean, I'm talking about demons, principalities, powers of darkness. When they look at you, they know who you are, 100%. They know if you're a liar. They know if you're a fornicator. They know if you're an adulterer. They know if you're a deceiver. They know everything about you. Because in the realm of the spirit, everything you are is so open, as though you are watching a movie. Everything about you is so open in the realm of the spirit. So they know those who are standing for the truth. And usually, they are scared of those people. And they know those who are not standing for the truth. They know those who are deceivers. So they know those they can attack. And the following day, those people are dead. Yeah, so they know your words. They know how heavy you are in the realm of the spirit. Yeah, so that is why I said you need to know the truth and begin to live by it. It's going to determine how you will be victorious. Yeah, because you can only deceive the people in this physical realm. You can't deceive the personalities in the spirit world. Yeah, both angels and the people in darkness, or the personalities in darkness, you can't deceive any one of them. They know who you are. They know what you stand for, not what you say you are, but exactly who you really are. They can see it. So you're going to pray. The more the truths of God's kingdom you have embraced, the more victorious you will be in the realm of the spirit. When I say embrace, I mean you believe the truth and you are doing it and you are living by it. The more you have been able to do that, the more victorious you will be, even over sicknesses and diseases. Yeah, because they are all elements of darkness. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to embrace your truth. Help me to live by your truth. Help me to embrace your truth. Help me to live by your truth. Help me to live all my life based on your truth, not on deception, but on your truth, not on lies, but on your truth. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I want to be full of the truth. I want to obey your truth. I want to walk in the truth. I want to follow the truth. I want to practice the truth. I want to live by the truth. Help me, Lord Jesus, because you are the truth. Help me. All the truths that are in you, expose them to me and help me to live by them all. Help me to believe them all. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. 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 Thank you, Lord. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. A few days ago, the Lord was telling me, yeah, that there are many people who claim to know the truth, and in fact, they teach it. They preach it, but the truth has not prevailed in them. Yeah, he said these people, they claim they know the truth, and they even teach it. They even preach it. So these are people who know the scriptures. But he said the truth has not prevailed in them. Yeah. He said their attitude towards the truth is wrong. Yeah. But outwardly, it looks like they are champions. Outwardly, it looks like they know everything. And they are okay, but inwardly, they have not actually surrendered to the truth. So, meaning there are people who preach realities, who preach about realities that they have not experienced. They preach that God is able to do this. They even speak of revelations God shows them. But they are not yet walking in those realities. Yeah. You're going to pray. Yeah. It is not enough to know the truth by the head. It is not enough to know the truth by your head. The truth must prevail in you. The truth must prevail in you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your truth prevail in me. Let me become one with your truth. Let me become one with your truth. Let your truth prevail inside of me. Let your truth prevail inside of me. Not just that it is in my head, but that it become my life, and that my life become it, and it becomes my life. Lord, I want such experience. Let it happen to me in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to say, Father, let the truth prevail in me. Let your truth prevail in me. Let your truth become me. That's what I'm trying to say. Let your truth become me. And let me become the truth. Each of your truths, Lord, let it become one with me. And let me become one with the truth. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help me. Help me to fully surrender to your truth. In the name of Jesus. Help me to fully surrender to your truth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Oh, we are still praying. Yeah, it is not enough to read the Bible. It is not enough to meditate on the Bible. Yeah, it is important that you live the Bible. That everything in the scriptures begin to come alive in you. You live out the scriptures. You live the life of God in the earth. You live the life of Jesus in the earth. So it is so important that this happen to you. Yeah, it is so important that this happen to you. So the truth must conquer your life. Your life must become the truth. Everything about you must become the truth. Must become one with the truth. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, let my life begin to reveal your truth to the world. Let my life and my lifestyle begin to reveal your truth to the world. That when people see me, the Bible says we are living epistles that people are reading. Yeah, that we are living epistles. So meaning that people are not just reading Bible. People are now reading the people who are carrying Bible. They are reading their lives. They are watching their lives, how they live. So talk to God. Say, Lord, let my life begin to reveal your truths to the world, your truths to everyone from this moment onward. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. So, Lord, let my life Thank you, Lord. Let my life begin to reveal your truth, that when people see me, they see the truth. When they hear me speak, they hear the truth. When they look at the way I dress, they see the truth. When they look at everything I do, the way I live my life, they see the truth. Lord, let the truth become my life. Let my life become the truth. In the name of Jesus, let me live the truth in this earth. Let me live out the truth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. When the Lord was talking to me about people who claim to know the truth and to, you know, who even preach and teach it, but it has not prevailed in them. Then he was telling me that he said their hearts are not true to the truth. He said their hearts are not true to the truth. So you can be holding a truth or holding a belief, and your heart is not true to that truth. I don't know if you understand. You can be holding a belief. You can be holding a word of God. And your heart is not true to that word. You can say God is faithful, but your heart is not true to that word that God is faithful. You just say it. You just keep it in your head, but your heart is not true to it. You can say God is a great physician. God is a great healer. But yet your heart is not true to that word. You still look for how to solve your problems, your health problems by yourself. You don't seek divine intervention first concerning your health before you start looking for drugs and alternatives you can use to get healed. So that means your heart is not true to what you claim to believe. So you are going to pray. I see some people living double lives. There's a life they live that people know in the public, but there's another life they live that people don't know. So people think they are saints, but secretly they are worse than demons. So that means those people's hearts are not true to the truth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help my heart to be true to the truth. Help my heart to be true to the truth, that I may witness, thank you, Lord, that I may witness the power of the truth, that I may witness the miracles of the truth, that I may witness the victory of the truth. Help my heart to be true to the truth. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Help my heart to be true to the truth. Help my heart to be true to the truth. In the name of Jesus, the things I believe, help me to do them. The things I believe in your word, the truths I believe, Lord, help me to do them. Help me to live by them. Let my heart be true to the truth. Help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, some people have wondered why when the devil attacked them, they shouted Jesus and nothing happened. Yeah, some people have wondered why. When the devil was attacking them, they shouted Jesus, and the devil was just smiling. Usually, when you are under attack and you shout the name of Jesus, thundering and lightning and fire from heaven should respond instantly, and your enemies should be consumed instantly. Your enemies should be roasted instantly. Yeah, but why is it that we shout the name Jesus and nothing happened? Why is it that you quote scriptures in the midst of your attacks and nothing happened? It's because of this problem. Our hearts are not true to the truth. That is why the word of God seems not to be working. Yeah. So the problem is not with the word of God. The problem is with our hearts. Yeah, these are practical things God showed me. And I thank God that I know these things, even at this stage of my life. Because it's a sign that I will go far with God. That I will not die on the way. That I will not fall away. Yeah, because it made me see these things. You're going to pray. If the word of God is not working in your life, is not producing results in your life, then there is a problem with your heart. Yeah, there's a problem with your heart. Because the word of God is so real. The word of God is alive. The word of God is very fast. It's very quick to produce results. The word of God is real. It's just like the way you take a drug doctor recommend, and you take that drug, and then you start seeing it work in your body. The word of God is even faster than that. I'm looking for another thing to describe how potent and how quick it works. The word of God works. The problem is our hearts. Yeah, the word of God works just like you press 2 times 2 on your computer or calculator. 2 times 2, and then it gives you 4. That, you know, immediately you press equal sign, and then it brings up 4. That is how fast the word of God produces results. But the problem is our heart. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, work in my heart. Do your surgery in my heart until my heart is pure, until my heart is true. Until my heart is sanctified, until my heart is righteous. Lord, work in my heart, work in my soul, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I want to see your word work in my life. I want to see your word produce results in my life. I want to see your word produce victories in my life. Lord, perform surgery in my heart till my heart is right before you, till my heart is pure before you, till my heart is righteous, and true. Till my heart is faithful and true. Thank you, Lord. Walk in my heart. Walk in my heart. He shall tenege dihadensidia. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that for those who sincerely are praying this prayer. The Lord will help you. That is what I hear in my spirit. For those who are praying this prayer sincerely, God will help you. Begin to say, Lord, walk in my heart. Walk in my heart. Thank you, Lord. And make sure my heart is true until my heart is pure and right before you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, recently, maybe yesterday, yeah, not long. Yesterday, I was just meditating, and suddenly, I got a revelation that the reason why Christians find it difficult to believe God is because they love themselves more than God. Yeah, the reason why Christians find it hard to believe what God has said, what God has written, and what God is telling them is because they care more about themselves than about God. You know, and the Holy Spirit was explaining it to me. Yeah, and the Holy Spirit was asking me that why would a Christian not want to believe God if that Christian have surrendered all his or her life to God? Why would a Christian not want to believe God? Yeah, why would a Christian be asking questions? Why is God telling me to do this? It's because self has not yet been crucified. It's because you care more about yourself. You love yourself more. So you feel like there is something else beside God. So the Holy Spirit was showing me that if we have no other person we serve beside God, we would believe God. If there is no other option, if you have no other option beside God, the Holy Spirit said, you will believe God. Yeah. If there is no other thing you can do by yourself, maybe to solve your problems or to make yourself comfortable or convenient, if all that you have is God, if the only person you have made to rule and to lord over your life is God, then he said you will naturally believe God and believe everything he says. Yeah, and I could relate to that. Yeah, but I can't start talking about other things. Yeah, that I have experienced. Yeah, so which means that we are finding it difficult to believe and trust God because we're having second options. Yeah, we feel like we can also live our lives the way we want. So we feel like there is something else, some way, apart from following what God says, that there's another thing that could still be done. So we are not following him wholeheartedly. You are going to pray. I don't know how to explain it more than this. Yeah, but I trust God to help you understand what I'm saying. you're going to pray. So we our faith is weak because we are not believing correctly. Yeah, our faith is weak because our heart is not believing correctly. That means what you believe now, you have not believed correctly. Yeah, when you have believed correctly, nothing will be able to shake your faith. So the reason why some things could still shake our faith is because we have not believed correctly. The reason why some, you know, a false prophet can just come and start giving some prophecies to lure you into darkness, and then you easily fall, is because before the false prophet came, you have not believed correctly. That is why someone can just lure you out of the truth. Yeah, you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help my heart to believe you correctly without a second option. Yeah. I'm going to say, Father, help my heart to believe you correctly without having a second option, without thinking and without having another opinion. Yeah. Help my heart to believe you correctly so that I can witness the wonders of faith. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit was asking me, he said, why would a Christian not believe God? Talk to God. Say, Lord, help my heart. Help my heart to believe you correctly. Help my heart to believe your word correctly. Help me to see you as all that I have. Help me to see you as all that I have and all that I need. Help me to see and acknowledge that there is no other helper anywhere but you. Thank you, Lord. Help me to believe and acknowledge that there is no other way anywhere but you. Help me to believe and acknowledge that all my helps shall come from you and from no other. Help my faith to be pure in the name of Jesus. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Lord, help my faith to be pure. Help my faith to be pure. Help me to believe correctly so that I can witness and experience the miracles of faith, the wonders of faith. Help me to believe you correctly. Help me to believe you correctly. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So, ask yourself that, why am I finding it difficult to believe God? Yeah, maybe when you think deep on that question, yeah, maybe that is where your breakthrough is. When you think deep on the question, why do I find it difficult to believe everything God said? Yeah, maybe when you think deep on that question, the Lord can open your eyes to see something, and maybe that is how your breakthrough will come. Yeah, so the question is, Why are you finding it difficult to trust God? Why? Yeah, is it because there is another way you have beside God? Is it because there is another solution you could get outside of God? If that is the reason, then stop following God, because God will not work in your life. That's the truth. It's not a cause. If you can't believe God because there is still something else you consider to be able to help you, there is still another option, another way you feel is going to work. If God doesn't do what you want quickly, then stop wasting your time following God. Yeah, because God will continue to disappoint you. I'm telling you the truth. And your prayers will not be answered. Yeah, because your faith is corrupt. Yeah, it's just like when a file, you want to open a file on the computer system, and the computer is telling you that this file is corrupt. Yeah, because maybe the file has a virus. Yeah, the same thing with your faith. Your faith can be corrupt in the realm of the spirit, and it will not be able to produce any results. So you're going to pray again. I can see that the in the church today, there is a great problem of faith in the church today. Though some people can pray, some of us can pray, some of us can fast. In fact, some of us can hear God's voice. But to believe correctly what God has said and what God is saying is the problem. We can hear God. We can pray. We can fast. But to believe is the problem. To believe correctly is the problem. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, every corruption of self in my faith, Lord, let them die in the name of Jesus. I want to manifest a pure faith. I want to be able to hear the voice of God and believe instantly and obey instantly without asking a question. Every corruption of self, corruption of flesh in my faith, let them die. Thank you, Lord. I want to be able to read the Bible and believe it instantly and act on it instantly without asking a question. Lord, let every corruption in my faith die. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let every corruption in my faith, let them die. Let every corruption of science, some people believe in science more than they believe in God. Some people believe in the world system, what they hear on the news, more than they believe in God. You believe in what your friends say. You believe in what your ancestors said before they die. Are your ancestors God? You believe in the system that is ruling in your country. Yeah. You believe in man-made traditions. Are they God? Talk to God. Say, Lord, let every corruption in my faith die. Thank you, Lord. Every corruption of self, corruption of flesh, corruption of the world system, every corruption of human traditions, every corruption of science, everything I have held onto that has weakened my faith, that have made my faith impotent in the realm of the spirit, Lord, let them all die. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the Bible, the Word of God, the truths of God's kingdom is alive and powerful. Only if people will believe, ask God to help you. ask God to help you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have just 5 more prayer points. And then I'm going to be praying for you. Yeah. Another thing that has limited the victorious manifestations of the truth in the lives of Christians is because we have exalted some certain standards above the Word of God, above Christ, above Jesus in our minds. In some people's minds, certain things are more important than Jesus. If you dare touch those things in their lives, they get mad at you. They say, what's wrong with you? Why would you say that? Why would you encroach? I don't know if that English is correct. Why would you encroach into this area of my life? Why would you speak concerning this in my life? Why would you say this? Why would you say that? Why would you tell me not to do that? Even though the Bible said they should not do that, they will still get mad at you. That why would you? I know God said I should not do that, but why is it coming from you? That tells you that they have exalted certain standards in their mind above Jesus. And that is why the truth of the kingdom is not giving them victory. The Word of God is not giving them victory because they have exalted certain things in their lives above the truth, above Jesus. And to them, they believe that is more important. Yeah, so if you dare touch those areas in their lives, they can even stop coming to church. Yeah, and they can even backslide and start becoming a Christian. And then to me, I believe they are not even Christians in the first place. So you are going to pray. Are there some standards in your mind that you have exalted above the truth? Some people is pride. Yeah, they feel like you can't just, you can't tell them the truth because maybe you don't have what they have. You are not at the same level they are physically. Yeah. So they are too proud to know the truth that will set them free. They are too proud for the truth to set them free. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every standard I have exalted above your will in my mind. Every standard I have exalted above your truth in my mind. Fire of the Holy Ghost, bring them down forever. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Father, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy standards I have exalted. Thank you, Lord. Standard of unrighteousness. Standard of pride. Standard of worldliness. Standard of self-centeredness. Standard of sin, standard of lust, every standard of worldly pleasure, standard of love of money, every standard I have exalted in my mind above your truth, Lord, bring them down by fire. Bring them down. Thank you, Lord. Bring them down. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have four more prayer points. You are going to pray. You know, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And that is why He is the best person to guide you. And the Bible says He will guide us into all truth. He will guide you into all truth. Because He is the Spirit of truth. You are going to pray. I believe many of you, the Holy Spirit wants to guide you at this time. If only you will let Him, He wants to guide you into all truths. Yeah, most of the miracles I have seen in my own life personally were as I was guided by the Spirit of Truth. Yeah, where as I was guided. It was not because I can pray. Those miracles did not happen because I can pray. And of course I can pray. Many of you know that. It wasn't because I can fast. No. It wasn't because I can do certain things well. No, it was because I was guided by the Spirit of Truth. So maybe that is how your own miracles will happen also. Maybe that is how your breakthroughs will come. You're going to pray. Say, Lord, I want to be guided by the Spirit of Truth. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, I want to be guided into all truth. I want to be guided in everything I do, in the way I speak, in the way I think, in the way I do things. Lord, I want to be guided. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. So, Lord, guide me by your Spirit of truth. Guide me by your Spirit of truth. For by the truth will I be free. For by the truth will I be victorious. For by the truth will I succeed. For by the truth will I move forward. Guide me, O God. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Guide me by your Spirit of truth. I don't know the journey of my life. I don't even know how to speak. I don't know how to think. I don't know how to live. Guide me by your Spirit of truth. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Lord, guide me. Guide me to do all things right in your sight. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. There are many good things the spirits have stopped me from doing. Yeah, I mean many good things, many interesting things I want to do. But the Spirit said, not now. Don't do it. Just simple instructions. Yeah. And obeying those simple instructions has brought me to where I am now. There are some encounters I had that came out of simple obedience to instructions. Like, for instance, maybe I have prayed for 3 hours. I'm just giving an example. And I feel like, let me just sit down and relax. I think I've tried. And the Spirit says, don't stop. continue. The simple instructions. Or maybe I've been fasting since morning, and then it's 7 p.m. 7 p.m. in the evening. And I feel like, let me go and drink some water. Let me go and take some food. And the Spirit says, don't do it. Stay here. Continue. So those simple instructions have led me into great and powerful encounters, into life-changing visitations of God. I tell you the truth. So that tells you that it's not about that you can pray. Yeah. It's not about that you can fast. In fact, it's not about that you know how to give. It's about that your life is guided by the Spirit. And these are things that I feel like, what is wrong to do this? Because according to the Bible, it's not as if I do this that I'm wrong. But the Spirit will say, don't do that. Wait. Sit here. Sometimes I want to leave the room. Say, sit here. Don't go out yet. And I could be in the room for the next 7, 8, 9 hours. Not going out. So all these simple instructions is what will change your life. I tell you the truth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be obedient enough to obey your instructions and guidance, even when they don't make sense. Yeah, because it doesn't make sense that I want to, I'm just talking about my own life. It doesn't mean that is how God will deal with you. God deals with us differently. But to me, it doesn't make sense that I want to go and brush my teeth. And God said, don't leave the room. Stay there. But does it make sense? It doesn't make sense, right? But usually those instructions is what lead me to revelations that I used to share online. And people feel like, wow, this is powerful. Yeah, but it's just simple instructions that lead to those things. Because while I stay there, that is when God comes down to begin to minister to me. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be obedient. Help me to be obedient enough to follow your instructions, even when they don't make sense. Even when I can't understand. Help me to be obedient enough to follow. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. A journey of 10 years could become 50 years if you fail to follow God's instructions. I tell you the truth. A journey of 10 years could become 50 years. So, Lord, help me. Help me to be obedient enough to obey, to follow your instructions, even when they don't make sense, even when I can't understand what they mean. Thank you, Father. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, release upon me the anointing of Ezekiel. If you read the Bible, you will see that Ezekiel is a man. He's such a man of God that the Spirit will come upon him. And the Spirit will carry him. And he will travel in the Spirit. Ezekiel is a man that travels in the Spirit. I don't know if you have read that before. The Spirit will come upon him. And the Spirit will pick him up. The Spirit will pick up his spirit. And move him and travel him in in the spirit. Yeah, I see that such kind of manifestations is going to be common in these last days. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, release upon me the anointing of Ezekiel. Anointing to be lifted up in the spirit. Anointing to travel in the spirit. To see deep revelations that will liberate souls and destinies. To see deep revelations that will liberate and revive territories and nations and families and homes. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Nasha de Hakakeria, Suseshida de Allah. In the name of Jesus, release upon me, O God of Israel, the anointing of Ezekiel. The anointing of Ezekiel. Thank you, Lord. Anointing to be lifted by the Spirit. Anointing to travel through the realms of the Spirit. To see and know mysteries of God that are able to change my life and the life of others. Mysteries of God that are able to set nations on fire for you. Mysteries of God that are able to give birth to an everlasting global revival. Oh God, release such anointing upon me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point. You're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, release upon me anointing that solves problems. Release upon me anointing that solves problems in the earth. Anointing that gives solution to the problems of mankind. Anointing that gives solutions to the problems in the earth. Release upon me such anointing. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Anointing that will make me a solution provider. Lord, release upon me such anointing. Anointing that will make me a solution giver to the problems troubling the world at this time. Lord, release upon me such anointing. Anointing as it were on Joseph. Anointing as it were on Daniel. Anointing to offer solutions to the problems in my generation. Lord, release upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Anointing as it were on the apostles. Lord, release upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to stop here. And I'm going to be praying for you. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Lord of hosts, we thank you for the greatness of who you are. We praise you for you are a great God. You're so full of power. You're so full of strength. You're so full of victories. You're so full of grace and dominion. We worship you, for you are worthy. Blessed be your holy name. Lord, we thank you for what you have done as we have been praying on this platform. We thank you for how you have answered our prayers. We thank you for how you have helped us. We thank you for how you have fought for us. We thank you, O Lord, for how you have answered our prayers. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. Father, as we have said to your ears, O Lord, let our lives become one with all your truths, that we may naturally live and walk in victory. Let our lives become one with your truths in Jesus' name. I pray for every one of you hearing my voice right now. Everything the devil is doing to confuse, deceive, and mislead you, they shall not prosper. In the name of Jesus, everything the kingdoms of darkness are doing to confuse, deceive, and mislead you, they shall fail. In the name of Jesus, the grace of God shall uphold you. In the name of Jesus, the power of God shall visit you and perfect you in the righteousness of God. In the name of Jesus, henceforth you shall be victorious. Henceforth you shall possess your possessions. Henceforth you shall live above limitations, above sin, above oppressions. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that there shall be an impartation of the anointing of Ezekiel upon your spirit, soul, and body. Receive that dimension of anointing in Jesus' name. The anointing to solve problems in your generation. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Every truth you are yet to know, not just to know it in your head, but to know it in your heart. Every truth you are yet to know in your heart that is meant to set you free, I decree that begin to know them now in Jesus' name. Let the Spirit of God begin to reveal life-changing revelations unto you now in Jesus' name. Every depth in God you have not yet reached, I decree that the Spirit of God shall take you in there in the name of Jesus. And you shall be filled with the fullness of God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here. Remain strong in Jesus' name. Amen.
Goodbye.